Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, I got you guys. I got your back. I got your back. Some of you guys are messing up, and you're going up to a person who you think is Jewish, and you're like, Happy Hanukkah. Stop it. Stop it. You guys are doing it wrong. Okay, let me just teach you guys. Let me school you guys what Hanukkah is so you don't mess up. And I understand it's very stressful. You do not want to mess up a holiday greeting or call it wrong. In this day and age, everybody seems to be canceled and insulted and all that. It's pretty simple, so let me just kind of, you know, nobody should be insulted. I'm Jewish. Nobody's ever pronounced Hanukkah correctly. And I don't think most people even celebrate it correctly when they think they are. So it's a pretty solemn day, Hanukkah. Now, Hanukkah with the Hebrew letter, it's a chet. So you don't necessarily have to gargle before you say it. You don't have to clear your throat half a dozen times or release any gas. It's just Hanukkah, Hanukkah. You could say Hanukkah, make it a soft H if you don't want to spit on anybody, but the correct pronunciation is Hanukkah. And it is a commemoration or a dedication to a darker time in our lives. And a lot of the Jewish holidays reflect on wars and persecution and death. So back in 168 BCE, there was King Antiochus, who was a Syrian leader who wanted to bring in Greek. I think he was Syrian Greek. And so he wanted the Jews, and he executed many of them, to start observing and taking on the Greek customs. And he desecrated the temple, and then he consecrated it for Zeus, and he built the temple for Zeus. So there was a resistance, all right? And Mattathias and his sons, Judah, Maccabee, they led a force, and they were like, oh, hell to the no. This isn't happening here. You know, there was a big, shall we say, push to avoid the Jewish rituals and to bring on more Greek sort of rituals, you know, believe in the Greek gods. Well, you can't do that. When you're a Jew, if you believe in Zeus or Athena or Ares or whatever, I'm mixing up the Roman and the Greek, I apologize, then you get in trouble. So the Jews are like, well, what do we do? And so the Maccabees are like, we got this. Okay, let's kick some ass. So the Maccabees were able to thwart the Syrians from, you know, from destroying or killing any more Jews. And it was a battle that was pretty miraculous. So then when the Hebrews tried to get the temple going on, get the temple back, okay, they needed to light the, you know, their tamid, and they needed oil. But there was only one day of oil left. They're like, well, why do we only have one day of oil? Is it because, you know, the Greeks or the Syrians, you know, destroyed it? Is it because we don't have a pipeline? Is it because, yeah. So anyway, there was a lot of politics going on. They're like, you know what? We don't have enough oil. We're just going to have to make it work. And rather than it only burning for one day, it burned for eight. And that is a miracle. So Nefkadol Hayasham, when we play dreidel, which is a German tradition, a little German top, a German tradition, Nefkadol Hayasham is a great miracle happened there. Although now we say Nefkadol Hayapo, Po means here in Hebrew, so a great miracle happened here. And we light a menorah. And the menorah has 8 candles with the shamash, and the shamash is what you use to light the other candles. Now, most of us use a bic, and we don't necessarily use an oil, but there's a lot of places that do oil, which is really nice. I use, to be honest, I use the gas stove. I don't know if I'm doing it right, but I take like a toothpick or something that is wood, and then I run it across the kitchen to get to the candle, and then I light it. So I use our gas stove, but it's supposed to be of oil. And we, as a result, eat a lot of oily foods, like latkes. You take the potato, you chop it up, you throw some onion in there and some garlic, and I'll pop a Beano, you know, because I don't digest onions really well, but I really love the latkes. And they're dripping in oil, and that is to commemorate and to honor the menorah. We also have sufganiyot, which are jelly donuts, which also, you know, donuts are oily. So we eat a lot of oily food, and many of us need to take a statin by the time we're done with Hanukkah. And then we play dreidel, which is a gambling game. And I guess Hanukkah was one of the very few times where the rabbi said, okay, you can gamble and do whatever. So you know, because, you know, look, you guys survived, so whatever the hell you want to do, we're good with. And they didn't say it that way. But so we play dreidel, where there's, you know, you basically get, you know, you have like candy or you have money in there, and based on how the dreidel falls is if you take the money or if you have to put it in or you take it all or whatever. And so it's a fantastic holiday, but it started out as a very, very solemn reminder of how, you know, people will persecute others. People will force others to worship in their way. And for us to survive and see the miracles of, one, a smaller army defeating the Syrian army at the time, and for us to be able to have the oil to commemorate. Now, the stories are not in the Bible. These are post-biblical documentations. Like I said, this is 168 BCE, so this was much later than when the Bible was written. But for us to see these miracles, it's a happy holiday. A lot of the holidays are sad, but we were able to make it a happy holiday and celebrate it around Christmas time. And now we have blue and silver lights and, like I said, the latkes and the menorahs, and mom screaming, don't light the house on fire, you know, put the menorah, you know. And you guys remember that picture of a menorah up during Nazi Germany where somebody had their menorah up? And you were, you know, supposed to hide. Well, you weren't supposed to, but people would hide being Jewish so they weren't killed. And this Jew was proud enough to have a menorah. So it's a solemn holiday, just like the birth of Christ with Christmas. But it's a beautiful holiday. So happy Hanukkah. And any questions, just run them by me. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I did catch World Cup on yesterday morning, and wow, what an ending. Argentina did win the 2020 FIFA World Cup, defeated France. They were tied through overtime. Well, actually, they were in overtime. They tied. They were 3-3. Then Argentina ends up winning four of the penalty kicks to France's two. And, I don't really watch a lot of football, like soccer football. I watch American football, NFL football. I watch a lot of that. But I really underappreciate what these guys do. They look exhausted, and the goalie slamming on the ground with no shoulder pads. And, my father played soccer. when he was growing up, and he was a soccer player, and not anybody that was very not anyone that was very, shall we say, well known. He just played it, and yeah, I mean, he suffered from a lot of injuries, the heading of the ball and all that. And so, you know, I'm a big fan of soccer, of American football, NFL, but you know, when you see what these soccer players go through a day, you know, just like with the rugby players, man, I mean, they don't mess around. And fantastic athletes, all teams did amazing. And to see such an ending to the World Cup was fantastic. So congratulations. You know, France deserves a lot of accolades as well. And it was pretty good to watch. So definitely see the highlights if you haven't. Now, many of you guys are going on vacation, and I'm really excited for you guys. I hope you get a good vacation. I'm working. I'm pretty busy this holiday. A lot of work. Got some family coming into town, which is nice. But sadly, some things can happen. And we're being told that a Washington woman who was just snorkeling in Hawaii and vanished off the coast was eaten by an aggressive shark. Now, we heard that that was the assumption because her husband was with her, so I'm sure he saw the blood and you know, and couldn't find her and then had to obviously get out of there as well. But we aren't getting all those details. But beachgoers who were witnesses did recount seeing a large shark feeding on something in a pool of red water. The body, however, has not been recovered, and this was a 60-year-old woman from Washington State. This happened on December 8th, and we got a recent update from the Hawaii Department of Land and Natural Resources. They have not released the identities of the 6-year-old woman and her husband, but just how horrible. The couple were in Maui. They were snorkeling 50 yards off of Kiawakapu Point, very common snorkeling place. But an aggressive shark was there. He and his wife were not necessarily right next to each other. He could see and hear her from time to time. And the shark continued to circle him. He continued looking for his wife, popping his head out of the water, scanning the surface. He did spot something in the distance, and then the shark came back, and he could see something red around the gills. At the time, he said people on the beach began yelling at him to get out of the water because the shark was feeding in the area. Witnesses who were also at the beach at the time of the attack corroborated the husband's events. Yeah, I know, because people were like, oh, did he kill her? No. One man called 911 to report a possible attack. Earlier, a witness spotted the couple snorkeling and began looking for them to warn them when he saw the shark's large mouth continuing to feed on something in the middle of a red cloud in the water. He yelled at the man to get out of the water, but then he no longer saw the woman. Just horrifying, absolutely horrifying. They did find the snorkel set and part of a bathing suit. So searchers reported a tiger shark in the area following the attack, estimated it was 10 to 12 feet long. According to the Florida Museum of Natural History, tiger sharks have been linked to 39 unprovoked deadly attacks across the globe. The investigation has spanned over 2 weeks and was conducted by the Maui Police Department and the DLNR Division of Conservation. Crews from the Coast Guard, Maui's Fire Air Helicopter 1, Maui Ocean Safety, Maui Fire Department, all were involved in the search operation. And this is just, this is just horrifying. You know, I mean, I've snorkeled, I've scuba dove, and you know, when you scuba dive, you learn for an appreciation of sharks, and you learn to stay still, remain calm. Most of the time, the shark doesn't want to eat you. Most of the time, sharks don't want to attack or eat you. But for some of us, we might resemble what they feed on. And sadly, they, especially if they're hungry, they will attack and kill. So if you do see a shark, everybody says you remain calm. You make sure you keep your eyes on it. You will not outswim it, but very slowly start getting yourself closer to shore. I mean, if it's on you and it's watching you and it's, I mean, obviously try to get the hell away from it. But if there's a shark swimming nearby, you don't want to be splashing. You don't want to be drawing attention. You want to slowly, you know, get yourself as close to shore or a rock as possible. Remain calm. Try not to do a lot of splashing. If you're being attacked, defend yourself. Anything you have on you. I always carry a knife. Have like a knife on your, like a belt knife, so you could stab it. Most snorkelers don't. Most snorkelers are, you know, or scuba divers do. They all have a weapon on them. They should. But most snorkelers, they don't. They just have their flippy, floppy, they have their fins and their, you know, so, you know, if you don't have a weapon, use whatever you have. Hit their eyes, hit their nose. Hopefully you have something you could use, even if it's some of your gear. But don't, like, take off your goggles. You need your goggles, obviously. But any equipment you have, anything you have on you that you can hit with it, hit with it. Even if you have to take your flipper to hit it. But if you do use your bare hands, keep in mind they could bite them. Try to attack the nose, the eyes, and the gills. You could sometimes scare the shark by sudden movements, but just avoid splashing. If you're bitten, okay, you've got to try to stop the bleeding and get the hell out of the water as quickly and calmly as possible. No matter what the injury looks like, you have got to get that taken care of. I got a call on telemedicine by somebody who was bit by a shark, and he waited until he got home when he had insurance, and then he made a telephone call for treatment, and there was a big chunk of tissue. Yeah, go to an ER if you are, you know, bit by a shark. If there's a victim with you and you're fine, try to control the bleeding. Pressing on pressure points. So let's say somebody's bleeding and you're still 15 minutes from shore. You're going to have to try to control the bleeding or try to apply a tourniquet in the water. Get that victim out of the water as soon as you can. Protect the victim from the cold. You're going to have to wrap him in a blanket to minimize heat loss. Of course, call for help. Try not to move the victim. Once you can get them on shore and in safety, you know, keep them still. Apply whatever first aid you can, whether it's tourniquets, whether it's pressure, whether it's breathing assistance, and then call for help. But this is one of these stories that is really, really, you know, difficult for us to hear and fathom, because we go on vacation. We go to these places. We want to enjoy the outdoors. We want to get some exercise. We want to enjoy the water and the fish and enjoy our vacation and not just sit and drink Mai Tais. And then something like this happens, and then it scares people. And then families are like, I don't think I want us to do that. And it's a rare instance. It's really rare for a shark attack, but when it happens, you just rethink your whole vacation plan sometimes. And I don't want you to. Just be aware of your surroundings. If you are going to, let's say, snorkel, go where is a common place to snorkel. You know, a lot of us will go to, you know, let's say, off the rocks, because there's some fantastic fish. See, many of us don't like to snorkel or scuba dive where everybody else is, because it seems to scare away the other fish. But if you go to some of these more isolated places, especially when there's wastewater or there's you need to be careful, because that's where some of these sharks feed. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. The final public hearing of the House January 6th committee is minutes away. We'll find out for sure if, when the panel announces criminal referrals to the Justice Department, they will or will not include former President Trump. Crypto firm FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is expected to end his fight against extradition from the Bahamas to the U.S., where he'll face a number of financial fraud charges. The days leading up to Christmas weekend will see another huge winter storm blast in the USA. Meteorologist Frank Pereira at the National Weather Service says the worst of it will come just as you're driving.
If you're traveling across the Midwest Thursday, Friday, you are looking at the significant potential for widespread snow with strong winds all the way from the Mid-Mississippi Valley up through the Great Lakes.
55 million of us will endure temperatures of zero or below. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So one of you had asked how many people who have transitioned and gone from cis to trans have wanted to detransition and go back. I don't have the numbers. I don't think we do. Originally, we tried to look it up. Didn't seem to be a lot, but the reason why is the definitions are a little bit skewed in terms of a full transition versus a half transition. So the detransitioning will vary depending on how much was transitioned. So you have some individuals who will... Oh, Again, sorry. I don't know how to shut off the volume. I am so sorry. I don't know how to... look, I'm not very good with computers. I don't know how to shut off the volume. Oh, boy. Oh, my gosh. You know what I can do? I tell you what I can do. What I can do is I could... All right, I'll figure it out. I apologize. It's a Mac. Okay, guys, it's a Google Chrome. And I don't see where the settings are to shut off volume. Whereas on my laptop, there's a little button on the lower right. Anyway, okay, I'll figure it out. I promise you guys I'll figure it out. If not, we'll just have to, you know, still deal with these sounds that, these ads that come through. So if, let's say somebody does go from cis to trans, do they do it by, you know what, I'm just going to identify as a female, or I'm going to identify as a male, I'm not going to shave, or I am going to shave, I'm going to change my clothing, change my name, and that's it. Others might start going through the hormone therapy. Others might go through the surgery. And the surgery is where there's a lot of controversy, especially with kids. As parents are very concerned that a child could be talked into undergoing permanent surgical castration or changes when a child might not realize that they may want to be fertile later. No school should be counseling a child into doing that. The school and their involvement is debated as well. Should they be there as a sounding board for children to talk about, you know, I'm not sure what I want to do, and, you know, there'd be counseling. But in terms of the promotion or encouragement of it, you need doctors and nurses and counselors and family members involved. It's big. And as a physician, I'm concerned about the fertility desires that may come later. Many of you adults might remember a time where you said, I'm not having children. I'm not having children. No way. And then that changed a few months later. So if the average person changes their mind, anything we do should have that, especially if we're talking about a child, should have that opportunity for someone to reverse or detransitioning. We are being told by Fox News that detransitioning is becoming a growing choice among young people after gender-affirming surgery. An example is Luca Bunny Hine was in her early teens when she doubted her gender. Doctors provided a solution. She said, it was presented both to me and my parents as this is your option to fix things or not. There's not really any other choices. This is the track that you're going to be on if you want to fix these things. And Luca Bunny is in Minnesota. She was only 16 years old, had a double mastectomy, and was prescribed hormone treatment as part of her transitioning from female to male. 4 years later, she regretted her transition and reverted to her original gender. She says she feels that her mental health issues were ignored and she was pressured by doctors to medically transition, and now she doesn't have breasts. I feel like dealing with some of the more underlying issues in depth, that would have definitely been a better place to start, she says. Seeing that I was clearly a teenager that had mental health issues, I was on psychiatric drugs at the time for depression and anxiety. Dealing with all that stuff instead of almost sweeping it aside and being like, you're clearly not in a good place mentally, we're not going to even consider that you could consent to any of this, would have been a much better way to go, she says. She said the doctors could have said to her, just take a wait-and-see approach and make sure you're healthy before anything else. Though we are slowly hearing from people who transitioned and then detransitioned. Or not, we don't hear a lot of that. And as I said, you have many individuals who might have tried it for a month or two, said, nope, I don't like it. But because they didn't do anything committing, it didn't necessarily get out there. It didn't. Also, it's really interesting, too. A lot of individuals don't want to they feel ashamed. They shouldn't, but they feel ashamed that, you know, I tried this, it didn't work. And they don't want to go public with it. How many of us in the 80s, for those of you who are roughly my age in the 80s, were thinking, you know what, I'm going to go prep, or I'm going to go punk, or I'm going to go rocker. And then it didn't work out, so you went back to who you were. This happens, and I am not trying to relate a fad that we might have had, but in terms of what I want to relate is our identity. We might have identified as something and then changed. How many Democrats identified as Republican and then became Democrat or vice versa? Our identities can change. They can. That's why I'm not shocked with this gender fluid concept, where some people feel they're female, some people feel they're male. That could change. Some people might, in terms of sexuality, feel heterosexual. Some might feel homosexual. Some might feel bisexual. People were very confused with Anne Hetch, may she rest in peace, how she could be with Ellen DeGeneres but then be married to a man. Well, it's because sexuality isn't just gay or straight. We were thought to that if you aren't one way, you're the other. That's what society likes to do. If you're not Democrat, you're blank, or if you're not Republican, you're blank. And no, there's a spectrum of everything. There's a spectrum in your religion. There's a spectrum in politics. There's a spectrum in sexuality. There's a spectrum in identity. And so I can't answer the question how many people have detransitioned, but you're not going to be able to just say anybody who wants to talk about it, come out and talk about it, because many are embarrassed. Many don't want to say, yeah, I tried this once. Some want to identify as vegan. Some want to identify as Catholic. Some want to identify as Jewish. Some want to identify as libertarian. Does it last? Maybe, maybe not. But the one thing I can tell you as a doctor is people's wants change. Your identity is not a constant. We used to think female and male were, biologically, but we're learning in society it's not. Some people don't think of themselves as a quote-unquote stereotypical girl or a stereotypical guy. Now, maybe when the stereotypes go away, you know, we have female cowboys, female doctors, female police officers, female, you know, maybe we're going to stop saying that movie's a chick flick or that's girly. That's, I mean, I've never associated or identified as one of those girls that like pink, that like the movies that make you cry, that I, you know, so maybe if we get rid of the stereotypes, then we don't have all this difficulty with the identifying. But the detransitioning population is probably more than we know, because people change and their desires change. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, our producer. All right. So when I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I've lived in Las Vegas for most of my life, off and on. I was born in L.A., grew up in Phoenix and Vegas because my father moved. So we went to 12 schools and we went back and forth. And then I trained in Vegas, trained in Reno, trained in L.A., graduated, became a resident, did my internship and residency in Vegas, and I've been here ever since. And people ask me, how do you deal with the tourists? What do you mean, how do I deal with the tourists? I love the tourists. Tourists are fantastic. In fact, if I'm ever down by the Strip, there's a convention going on, I think it was a convention. It was all these men running around, and they were all middle-aged men. I think it was a construction convention. And I was at a meeting, or I had to speak somewhere. So I'm driving, and I'm behind the hotel as all these, you know, men were getting out of the conference and getting ready to enjoy themselves or whatever. And I'm like, hey, guys, have a good time. Have a good time. I mean, it brings in money. These guys that are coming in for a convention, and they're all happy, and they're going to go gamble or see some shows or whatever, good for them. So I love the tourists, but I get it. Hawaii is having issues with their tourists. I understand that some tourists get rowdy, and with bachelor parties and things like that, that might upset certain cities. Well, the red light district in Amsterdam is now cracking down on nuisance tourism. Now, you rarely saw those words together because tourism is an industry. And in light of this recession and inflation and all the other things, if you have a hot spot where people want to go for bachelor parties or let loose, and when I was in Amsterdam, a lot of British, a lot of Europeans, that's like that. I don't want to call it their Las Vegas because there really wasn't gambling, but man, that was the place to party. It's interesting how now the city wants to crack down on it. So with Amsterdam, and I don't know all the ins and outs, but when I was there, marijuana is illegal, but you could only use it in the marijuana stores or the marijuana restaurants. And the city didn't stink. You know, in Vegas, you go places, it's like you just smell it all the time, and it's rank. But with Amsterdam, it smelled good. You didn't smell pot everywhere. It was legal, but it had to be done within the stores or within the stores or within the restaurants or bar areas. In terms of the red light district, it was fascinating. You walk down a street or two, and I didn't know I was in the red light district. There's supposed to be red lights up, but there were so many people, there were so many crowds, I didn't know. And then all of a sudden, I'm just walking around, you know, at night. I don't even know, I think it was sundown, and, you know, there's canals, and we walked, and we turned down this one street, and then my boys are like, whoa, Mom, look. And there was a half-naked woman, kind of smiling and waving. Then we looked, and there was a man that was half-naked. And then you go, and but there were people that were saying, no pictures, no pictures. There were men that would come after you and come after people who were taking pictures. And I'm like, that's got to be a tough job because all these people are running around with, you know, with pictures. I didn't take any pictures of the ladies or whatever. What happened is I was, you know, I was like, okay, well, there's the red light, you know. And then I took the picture of an empty, apparently there was a lot of this window open for whoever wanted. There was a lot of windows open for those who wanted a job. And there, you basically stand in the window, and if somebody wants you, then there's somebody there that will then make the transaction. She closes or he closes the curtain. There's a bed. You can even see the bed, or there's another area for the bed. If it's either there with the window or not, they have sex, make money, etc. And, you know, I'm very mixed on this because many, sadly, sex workers are enslaved and forced to work there, but then there's other individuals where that's their job and they are there willingly and they want to be there. And as I said, anybody from the public could get a job there. There's a number to call, and if you want to do that, you rent that window. You stand, it's probably high rent. You rent that window, you stand there, and whoever wants to have sex with you, I'd have to give money back. So it's interesting. Well, Amsterdam wants to limit that because the city, which is a beautiful city, is now overrun with a bunch of people partying and bachelor parties. They want to permanently cover the windows, get rid of the iconic windows, and allow a QR code. So maybe there's a picture of somebody, and if you want them, you do your transaction on your QR code on your phone. Well, the workers don't want that. The workers are, which is why some of these workers, I think, are not sex slaves. Some of them are there willingly, but I do believe there are the sex slave industry is throughout, and it's overwhelming when you find out how many people have been, you know, recruited and forced into this. But not all everybody there has been forced. Many are there on their own volition, and they're upset about that because they want to be able to feel you out first. So some of them, when they look at you back through the window, they could say yes or no. They could tell the person no, no, keep moving, keep moving. And so there's a choice for some of them. And when it's a QR code, you don't know. And also, they might be able to pick up on things that concern them about that person being a client. And they want to be able to have that choice. So the city sex workers are arguing that closing the curtains will make it harder for them to spot any dangers a client could pose. Lucy, who is a Dutch sex worker, said she will struggle to attract clients if the curtains are drawn. She wants to get more clients. She says, they say it's for my protection, but that's nonsense. If someone denigrates me, I denigrate them back. It isn't an automatic service I negotiate. If drunk people come, I don't let them in. You don't have to answer mails. You don't have to pay for web adverts. You register at the Chamber of Commerce, buy a set of lingerie and a box of condoms, and you could begin. Oh, that's right. See, that's why I couldn't do this. My underwear. You do have to buy sexy underwear. I used to look good in sexy underwear. Now, if I'm going to be standing at the window for 12 hours, I'm going to want, you know, my Playtex, 18-hour bra. I love those bras. When I had to do 36-hour shifts, I had to find a bra that would last 36 hours. Not that the bra falls apart, but you really want it to withstand, especially dealing with double Ds. Anyway, so it's interesting. Ilana Ruderkirk, head of the local branch of the D66 Liberal Party, proposed the change and said sex workers are degraded by some of the city's tourists and argued that it does not improve women's position in the Me Too era. So this nuisance sort of, they're also going to clamp down on pot. I think they want to ban clubs, have limited opening hours, have them close at 2, and then have stricter opening times for the brothels. Smoking cannabis in certain areas of the city are going to be outlawed. They're also going to close down some of their cannabis coffee shops, which are hot spots for tourists. There's already an alcohol ban in some parts of the city. So here's the thing. When you do go to Amsterdam, and I really wish you do, it is gorgeous. The people are so nice. Tons of bikes. Be careful, because you worry about getting hit by a car. You got to worry about getting hit by a bike, because everybody's on bikes. The canals are pretty. It's very romantic. There's a lot of history and old buildings there. And then I also think Anne Frank's original home is there. But you can't just go there and go, oh, you know what, I'm going to buy a ticket. You have to set that up weeks in advance. But the Red Light District is their hot spot for tourism, and it brings in money. So it's interesting to see the changes they do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.